Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MAC25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MacWeldon.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
The man allegedly behind the shooting of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, Luigi Mangione. That's who we're going to be talking about here. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining us. I want to dive into the psychology of this because that's the question everybody's going to ask. Why did he do this? A lot of people, not actually having a lot of sympathy for Brian Thompson in a weird kind of sick way. We'll talk about that in a moment as well. But the fact we have a 26-year-old University of Pennsylvania graduate, very well off, very connected family. I mean, the guy had a good future in front of him. But, you know, sometimes future and setting are no match for mental health and where that can possibly take one. And that's the question that we're trying to figure out. What was going on here with Luigi Mangione? What do we know so far about his background and leading up to this event?
Yeah, Ivy League education, valedictorian. I believe it was in high school, described by everyone as highly intelligent and overall a nice guy. Did have the history of a back problem. I'm not sure if it was congenital or from an injury. It could have been either. And had a major surgery a couple of years ago. And it's unclear how debilitated he was from that. We don't really have that information yet. It's possible that he did have chronic pain and subsequent problems, although in many social media pictures we've seen, he appeared to be quite fit and quite mm-hmm. athletic. And apparently half the women in the country are in love with him at this point.
Yeah.
So it's fascinating.
That's a weird point about all of this is, ooh, he's hot. That's what I've been hearing from a lot of women. I mean, I'm not saying men haven't done it either. I mean, men have looked at, you know, Jodi Arias and you name it, insert person here, who've been alleged to have committed crimes or been charged with crimes or have been, convicted of them and say some of the same things. Obviously, there's that. But not really the profile of someone that we would think that, you know, would go in off a CEO and then to connect it directly to the the back injury? I mean, people are just trying to figure things out. Does any of this connect together?
Yeah, no, I called this one. When I first saw the video footage the other day before he was captured, I said, this is it looked like a classic political hit. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is a young man in his 20s who's been influenced by extremist ideology of some sort that would justify violence as a way of making a statement to the mm-hmm. world, particularly with the words that were written on the shell casings after he shot him. So it's extremist ideology, and that doesn't mean he's mentally ill at all. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a classic, I'm an avenger, I'm helping society. You get a lot of virtue signaling with guys like this. And he was a big fan of the Unabomber. We know from his writings on Goodreads that he had read the Unabomber's written words and was a fan. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, I live in the Pacific Northwest. We have a lot of extremist ideology up here. We've got the far right, we've got the far left. And living in Portland, we've been in the news a lot, you know, let's say over the last decade, also Seattle, with people fighting in the streets. And it's generally these young guys in their 20s, they identify either extreme, far left or far right, and they come out and they do battle. And they, each side, if you get into what they believe that they're doing the right thing and that they're saving the country. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they don't accomplish anything. The violence doesn't help. It creates havoc in the community. But that was my call on this. You know, there's no psychosis, possibly not even a personality disorder, though you do see often, particularly when they go for a big target like this, there's some narcissism. Because even though they say, I'm doing this for society, there's also a big element of look at me. Mm-hmm. And I think we definitely saw that here. We knew he was smart. He had planned this out meticulously. It wasn't flawless by any means. He wasn't a professional hitman, which some people were speculating about. But, you know, this was clearly a bright guy. He wasn't a schizophrenic just wandering around with a gun. So yeah. I think when we are... The entire manifesto that he wrote is revealed. He was taking on corporate America and just really wanted to make a statement. And he did make a statement.
If we're not talking about any sort of mental illness here, that was my next question. Was there a personality disorder at play? It seems that there would be something at play to not interpret reality on reality's terms, although maybe he was interpreting reality on reality's terms, just had a very different way of dealing with things. But that doesn't necessarily make you a psychopath. It just means that's a person who thinks this is right. This is just how it works for them. And that's the equation that comes out of it. And we see it very often in people that are of above average intelligence. Look at the Unabomber, genius. Yes. This guy probably also right up there. Almost, you know, they're seeing things at a higher level, not saying it's right by any means, but they're seeing things at a different level and a different perspective. Their prism, when it goes through, and the colors they're seeing are not the same colors we're seeing. And they're thinking something different.
I talk about extremism in my book quite a bit because there's a certain category of people who do mass killings. Some of the mass shootings have been by people with extremist ideology, and that's really been my focus in research. But they immerse themselves generally online. Again, if we had his internet history, you would find a lot of immersion in these extremist communities, and they identify with it. They read a lot of books on it. His Goodreads, you know, choices are telling a lot. And it's sort of, we use the term radicalization. You know, you see it with the suicide bombers who are not all mentally ill. Some are, but certainly not all of them. But they become so immersed in this reality and this belief system and this sense of I'm victimized somehow or I'm standing up for the victimized people. And they virtue signal a lot. Look what I'm doing. I'm a martyr for the cause. And it's really a mindset. And it is a different reality than, you know, what the average person inhabits.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.